North Carolina's new film grant program is just 72 days old, but already there are two bills aiming to change how much money the state can offer TV and movie productions in order to lure them to the state. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Under the old, uncapped incentive package, North Carolina paid out tens of millions of dollars a year. The new grant system has just $10 million to give out total. In 2014, there were a lot of productions that took advantage of those incentives.
Last year, I would say about this time, we were probably aware of 15 projects that either were getting ready to shoot or would definitely be shooting in the state.
Guy Gaster is the director of the North Carolina Film Office. This year, the number of productions is down by 66%.
We know of 5 projects that will definitely be shooting in the state.
Earlier this month, TV series Under the Dome started shooting its next season in Wilmington. But just that one production may qualify for $5 million of the grant, half of all of the money available.
And that $10 million is just totally inadequate.
That's Representative Ted Davis, the primary sponsor of the new film grant bill in the State House. Davis is a Republican who represents Wilmington. He wants to get the number of productions in the state back up to those seen in 2014.
To maintain the level of film business we had at that time would take at least $60 million for 1 year.
So Davis's bill ups the total amount in the state's grant program from $10 million to $66 million per year. But it also increases the minimum amount a TV show or movie must spend in the state in order to qualify. Davis's bill is identical to one introduced in the Senate, and that's not by accident. It was a tactical move he hoped would speed the process along. But while the bill in the House has been referred to the Finance Committee for consideration, the Senate version now sits in the Rules Committee, which can be a holding tank for bills that will never again see the light of day or get a vote. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.